This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Hope you all well. Alhamdulillah, as you know, the 27th night is by many, in the opinion of many of the scholars, if ever you are going to hedge your bets, you are going to really focus and with all your focus on one evening, then the 27th night is the most likely night to have Laylat al-Qadr. So inshallah, may Allah grant us all the khair and barakah remains. And historically, the Quran and the Khatam have been completed on the 27th night. We didn't do a full Quran yet. Nonetheless, alhamdulillah, every harf was a blessing. And we'd like to thank our Kufar and our Bilals for the sterling work throughout the month. It's very, very difficult coming and making sure that you know your work. And it is our Sunnah Quran that we thank our Kufar on the 27th night. But the Bilals, they only get to wait until the 29th. And the Imam even after that only. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah for the
Talib,
without further ado.
On the Quran all movement, we wish to thank the Kufars for their sacrifice, for the time they spend here with us. I mean, this isn't the first year, they've been our regulars for the last few years. And I hope we'll see them again next year, inshallah. And we have a little token, a little Thoban.
When Thoban started,
How old were you?
9 years old. And you're now? Turning 16. Yeah, Allah.
From 9 to 16, mashallah. It's a current view. And Junaid Hendricks. Shukran, Junaid. Yasin. Yasin has been traveling
from the north
every
south. And of course.
And our leader, Wafiq Simon, our homeboy. Shukran, Wafiq. Shukran, Katira. Shukran for everything. Samadhi. This one is it. Where is that? That's it.
Jazakallah khair. And once again, we say shukran and may Allah grant all the best for our Khufad. You know, subhanAllah, just something on the Quran that we know that the greatest angel is Jibreel alayhi salam, and his job was to carry the Quran. And the greatest Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his job was to carry the Quran. And the greatest month is Ramadan, and that's the month in which the Quran was revealed. Nothing touches the Quran or comes in contact with it except that Allah elevates it. Allah makes it great. Allah makes it special. And so to our Khufad, you know, we really, mashallah, honored to have you. And of course, the Musallis for being here. But this is not a conclusion. We still have another two nights after this. And so, inshallah, we will continue with our series on Jannah. So, okay, Uncle Saim?
The mother of Samir Musa is waiting for him outside.
The mother of Samir Musa.
Yeah, please, Samir Musa, his mother is waiting outside.
Is there Samir Musa? Okay, shukran. MashaAllah, okay. Alhamdulillah. So, we continue with our series on Qiyamah, and we, alhamdulillah, yesterday, after a long, long journey, reached the doors and the gates of Jannah. And we spoke about that moment, and subhanAllah, I want you to think about all the miseries in your life and all the hardships and all the difficulties in your life. And you know when you standing outside the doors of Jannah, And the angel says to you, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, peace be on you for all eternity. Once you cross over, you will never ever feel any sadness. You will never feel any fatigue. You will never feel any misery or any tiredness or anything negative. You will only have enjoyment. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Jannah. And that, alhamdulillah, what a great feeling that must be. You will never die and you will never become old. Alhamdulillah. So now you are in Jannah. And as Surah Zumar mentions, we'll be entering it in groups. So you enter with your friends. Now you can imagine your friends and your family, and you are touring Jannah for that first few moments, looking around, being amazed, never seen anything like this before. Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ when they look upon Jannah, ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ, and they look again, نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. Just looking at it will give them the greatest joy they've ever experienced. Just looking at it will make them feel something they've never felt before. And Allah says, whoever comes to Allah as a believer and has done righteous deeds, for such are the high ranks in Jannah. They are going to be high ranks in Jannah. Now Jannah, as we know, has darajat, levels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has therefore made it that some will excel over others. But in our hearts we will feel no enmity or envy for one above the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it such that every single person would love his Jannah and his palace like it's the best of all. But there are those levels that are above others. For example, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that between, for the shuhada, just for the people who die as martyrs, there are 100 levels, different categories of Jannah. Between each level is the spans of the 7 heavens and the earth. All of creation can fit between one level to the next level. So it gives you an indication of the size of the Jannah. And so the highest Jannah, as we said, the highest Jannah is Jannatul Firdaus. And within Jannatul Firdaus, the highest suburb or the pinnacle of Jannatul Firdaus is Al-Wasila and Al-Fadila, this palace. And we know that beautiful and the humility of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know it's meant for him. There's no one else is more entitled to it than him. So he says, when I saw Al-Wasila and Al-Fadila, and I thought, and I saw this is the greatest place in Jannah, I said, I hope, inshallah, I will get there, because only one man will get there. And then he says to his ummah, help me get there by making dua for me when the adhan is given. And that's why we say, Ati Muhammadin wasilata wal fadila. His humility is the ummah will make dua for him to reach there. And in exchange, what will he do? He will grant us shafa'a on the day of Qiyamah. He will make dua for us on the day of Qiyamah. And so, the Nabi says, wasilata wal fadila is the highest pinnacle of Jannah where only one man would get. But it is in the suburb of Al-Firdaus. And there, anyone can get Al-Firdaus. So the Nabi says, Jannatul Firdaus is the highest suburb of Jannah. Underneath it, above it is the Arsh. There's nothing higher it than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Jannatul Firdaus, the rivers of Jannah. He saw 4 of them, but there are many, many more. The rivers of Jannah begin from Firdaus, and they flow throughout the rest of Jannah. And so he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you make dua, don't only ask Allah, grant me Jannah. Ask Allah, grant me Jannatul Firdaus. So that you will be the neighbor of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the Anbiya. Imagine being on the same road with the Anbiya and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So down the road, the palace of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wasila al-fadila, but I'm in the same road. Alhamdulillah, we make dua that Allah grants us to enter Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. And so the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions these levels, and he says, verily the people of paradise will look upon the inhabitants of the mansions above them. Now subhanAllah, as I just mentioned, made this analogy. One house to the next won't be like your neighbors. When you look at the next person, it will look like a star in the sky. Will be like another planet all the way on the other side. That's how huge the Jannat and the gifts that Allah is going to give you. So you're going to look upon them just as they look at brilliant stars on the horizon in the east and the west because of the favor that Allah has given them. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, these people who are going to get these massive palaces that are like stars in the sky, are these just for the Anbiya? Are these just for the prophets? Nabi says, no, these are by the one in whose hand my soul is. He's saying, I swear by Allah, these are ordinary men who had faith in Allah and believed in the Messenger. These are just the ordinary believers who will get these highest levels in Jannah. And like we said yesterday, the man who will be last to enter Jannah, the smallest Jannah, the most, you know, miskeen, as you say in Arabic, Jannah, the last Jannah is 10 times the size of this universe and more and more and more, as Allah mentioned in that hadith. So subhanallah, we cannot even begin to imagine what is in store for the believer. When you enter Jannah, you will obviously begin to feel the ambience or the environment of Jannah. What's it like? What is the air like? What is the aroma like? What are the lights? In Jannah, there is no sun or moon, but there is a morning and an evening. There is a light that emanates. So Allah says in the Quran, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا. They will not hear any disturbing speech. There's nothing that will be said that will make you unhappy. إِلَّا سَلَامًا. They will only hear peace be upon you all the time from the angels, from each other, and from Allah. رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا. That they will be having their sustenance in the morning and the evening. So Jannah has a morning and Jannah has an evening, but it has no sun or moon. So where does the light come from? It comes from the Arsh of Allah. The throne of Allah is the source of the light of Jannah. And in the morning it will brighten up, and in the evening it will become slightly dimmer. And so it will have days. And we'll talk about why it's important, because we will have a Yawmul Jumu'ah in Jannah. That will still come, inshallah. So there are days in Jannah. There are days in Jannah, but it comes from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is an environment or a weather in Jannah. The hadith mentions that a gentle breeze would blow through Jannah. And with it will bring the fragrance and the musk, the greatest perfume you could imagine. And the minute you step into the breeze and it washes over you, you get like a makeover. Your beauty increases. You become more beautiful. You become elevated. So that when you look again at your wife, and your wife looks at you after standing in that breeze for a few moments, you will say, "Wow, subhanAllah, it's as if though Allah has made you more beautiful." That is what the wind of Jannah does. The rivers of Jannah, as we know, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most common description of Jannah is that this place full of trees and shade and rivers flowing. And these rivers flow beneath the homes of the people of Jannah, inside of their homes and across throughout Jannah. And the rivers are not just of water. In the Quran, Allah mentions rivers of milk and rivers of honey and rivers of pure wine, that when you drink it, you don't become intoxicated, you'll only enjoy the taste. And I'm sure for those of you who read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there must be rivers of chocolate flowing through Jannah, and rivers which you cannot even imagine, subhanAllah. These things are just taste of the dunya, what we will have in Jannah. And the trees of Jannah, as the Nabi says, one of the trees of Jannah, it's so huge, the shade of which it would take a bird 100 years to fly just beneath one tree of Jannah. And yet he says, every subhanallah is a tree that is planted for you. On the Isra and the Mi'raj, the Nabi ﷺ met Nabi Ibrahim. And Nabi Ibrahim ﷺ said to the Nabi ﷺ, give my salams to your ummah and tell them I have seen inside Jannah, and the soil of Jannah is very lush and it needs your every subhanallah you say, Allah plants for you a tree. Every astaghfirullah you make, Allah plants for you a tree. You can shape your Jannah by the deeds you do on the dunya. And so the trees of Jannah, as we said, the size of which 100 years would be an animal, a bird flying under it. And there will be animals in Jannah. There would be birds and animals which we have never even experienced. We'll hear their singing and we'll hear their chirping. And the soil of Jannah, subhanAllah, was asked to the Nabi Sallam, what is the soil of Jannah like? And the Nabi Sallam says, you know, obviously this is just an analogy for us, that the lowest thing of Jannah is like saffron here on earth. The most expensive spice is saffron, safram. And that is just the soil of Jannah. And you have this powdery, he gave in another narration, he said it's like this powdery musk. Now you know in the world today, and even subhanAllah, if you look at what are the most expensive properties on earth, the places that are in a green suburb, close to a body of water, with this white powder sand, that is sort of, that's the resorts of the world. And so the Nabi says, the sand of Jannah is this powder of musk. So when you walk on it, as you step, the perfume of it comes all over you. And then he mentions that even the stones are rubies and pearls, and the houses are made of bricks of gold and silver. Now why is it mentioning this? Because this is the most basic things of Jannah, yet it's the highest things of the dunya. So can you imagine what the real utensils of Jannah are like? What the real expensive things of Jannah are like? If the most cheapest things of Jannah are the gold and silver lying on the floor like stones, then what can we imagine would be the expensive things of Jannah? Your palaces, subhanAllah, as we said, when a man sees that palace, just standing and staring at it for years and years and years would give him the greatest joy that he's ever experienced. And when he enters it, the Nabi says, it will be tailor-made just for you. And I imagine that moment where you enter Jannah, and yes, with your family and your friends, so you go with your family into your palace and your best friend goes into another palace, I'll catch you later. And then you phone, hey, what do you have in your palace? And you compare your palaces and it will be perfect to your specifications. So some people, they like to hear about the palaces of Jannah. Some people like to hear about the weather. But of course, there are those foodies who like to hear about the food of Jannah. And this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions quite frequently in the Quran. These are the things that make us happy in the dunya. So of course, in Jannah, even though we don't get hungry, food is purely given for enjoyment. You don't eat in Jannah because you are hungry. You eat because you want to enjoy it. And so Allah says, or the Nabi says, the inhabitants of Jannah will eat and drink therein, but they will not have to pass any excrement. There's no urine or bodily functions. The only thing that they will experience is a bit of sweat sometimes, which will smell like the best perfume, and they would burp to remind them to thank Allah for the blessings that they have. The fruits of Jannah, we will look at it, and it will appear like it's something like an apple or like a orange or a grape, whatever it is. And it would, the trees would bend down. So you don't have to ask. It already knows that this is what you want. You want to try. And as the ulama mentioned, what makes Jannah, Jannah, is not that it's amazing. It's that it increases in amazement. So when you taste that first date and you think, wow, I have never tasted anything like this my whole life. I could not imagine something would taste this good. And then you taste it a second time, it just got better. And a third, and it gets better. And for all eternity, it just gets better and better and better. Every day, there'll be some new dessert, some new buffet that you couldn't have imagined available for the people of Jannah. And so Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, that verily the righteous people will be in the delights of Jannah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, they will be relaxing and reclining on thrones, looking at one another, talking to each other. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَذَرَةً النَّعِيمِ, you will see on their face the absolute joy and the brightness of delight. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَحْتُومٍ, they will be given a drink of pure sealed wine. So, subhanAllah, I don't know anything about wine, but apparently that, you know, the longer it is sealed and it is, kept in the cellar for some time, it becomes bitter. What do you call it? Like, you know, aged. The longer it's aged. This wine has been aged before humanity has even been created, waiting for it to be opened by its drinker. And of course, it is a perfect kind of wine that does not make you feel intoxicated. Khitamuhu misk, the end, when you drink the last drop of this drink, it would taste like musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, and Allah says, for these delights that you won't get anywhere in the universe, strive hard. So think about this tonight when you're tired. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, Allah says, so for that, strive a little hard to attain it. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ, and we will mix with this drink, تَسْنِيم. تَسْنِيم is a type of, another type of drink from Jannah. It comes from عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, it comes from a special spring close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, as we said, the food of Jannah, it is something that the people of Jannah will delight in without having the need for it. And whatever your heart desires, whatever you could conjure up or fathom, Allah will give it to you. Yet Allah will give you things that you could not have imagined. And Allah mentions, يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم ولا هم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين أدخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تخبرون. Allah says, you, O believers, enter into Jannah, you and your wives, in happiness. يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب, that once you enter Jannah, you will have your servants waiting on you hand and foot. All the time there will be people, the attendants of Jannah will be waiting on you, bringing you food, bringing you something new, bringing you something else to taste. Allah says, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسِ, in Jannah is whatever your inner self desires. وَتَلَذُّ الْعَيُّنِ, and whatever your eyes could delight, and you will abide there in forever. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةِ, this is the Jannah. أَلَّتِي أَوْرَثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, Allah says, this is the Jannah that you have inherited because of what you have done in terms of your good deeds. This is the reward for your standing and for your fasting. You fasted for Allah in the dunya, so now you get to eat without limit. You get to taste things that no other creation has ever tasted. We talk about, yes, that indeed Jannah, it mentions relaxing and being under the shade and eating and drinking. Some people said it sounds a little bit boring. No, isn't there fun in Jannah? You know, in Surah Yasin, there's this beautiful, the second most beautiful ayah of Surah Yasin. Allah says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاقِهُونَ. Where's the Arabs here? What is shughl? Is there any Arabs here? No one Arab. No one speaks Arabic. If you ask him, what is your... Maf? Yeah, mashallah. If you ask someone, what is your shughl? They'll say, that's my job. That's the thing that gives me tired. Shaghala, it keeps me busy. Allah says, inna ashab al-jannah, the people of Jannah, you have a shughal. Your shughal is faqihun, to have fun. That's your shughal. Allah says in the Quran, the people of Jannah will be very, very, very busy. Occupied non-stop with things that makes that having fun things. Every day is a new entertainment. Every day is a new place to explore, a new market to go and see, a new invention or creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something new to taste. They are going to be extremely busy having fun, exploring. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ذِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّقِئُونَ. And if they don't want to go out and have fun and explore, they will be reclining and relaxing. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَا وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. And they will eat and whatever they want on their heart's desire. A Bedouin comes to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would there be horses in Jannah? Would there be horses in Jannah? So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to tell this man, you know, you don't need a horse in Jannah, but if you could just imagine, Allah, if Allah allows you to enter Jannah, you will not wish that you could be carried on a horse, but rather you would have a horse made of rubies which will fly wherever you want in Jannah. Right? So the Nabi was saying, you can't even imagine. So it's like asking, Ya Rasulullah, if I get to Jannah, will I have a Ferrari? Said, that is so small, so insignificant of what you're really going to get. And then another Bedouin then responds, okay, will I get a camel? He missed the point completely. So the Nabi smiles and says to him, if Allah admits you into Jannah, you will have whatever your heart desires and whatever your eyes want. You don't have to worry, what am I going to get? You will have whatever you want. Another man says to the Nabi, I hear about the food and the drink of Jannah. Would I be able to farm in Jannah? I like farming. So if the fruits are coming to me, why would I need to farm? And in the hadith, a man from the people of Jannah, there's a hadith, subhanAllah, in Sahih Bukhari, a man from a people of Jannah will ask Allah, allow me to cultivate the land of Jannah. So Allah will say to him, have you not gotten what you desired? I mean, is there any food shortages that you need to farm? So he says, no, Ya Allah, I like to farm. So Allah will say, then go, bismillah, farm. And whenever he plants a seed, it will, you know, germinate into this huge fruit, whatever he wants. And so he will enjoy himself in farming. And so if you say, I like to hike, I like to do whatever, as I said, for me, that's kind of an adab of Jahannam. You need to climb mountains all the time. But if that's what you like to do, then you will have that in Jannah. You will have that in Jannah. And so when this Bedouin said that he likes to farm and he will harvest these huge things, another Bedouin said, that man must be from Makkah or Medina, because we Bedouins, we don't like to farm. So he must have something wrong with him. SubhanAllah. Shopping, sisters. Now if you have whatever you want, oh brothers, SubhanAllah, we don't discriminate. Some of you also like to shop. But you think, if I enjoy shopping, but Jannah I can have whatever I want, I won't get to shop anymore. So the Nabi says, in Jannah there is a market, there is a souk, there is a mall in which the people will come every Friday, and the northern wind will blow and shower fragrances on the faces and the clothes, and consequently it will enhance their beauty and loveliness. They will then return to their wives. So yeah, the men are actually going shopping, right? So then they go home. And who will also have, and while they were gone, their wives have also been getting a makeover. So after this hour or two that they've not seen each other, They will say, we swear by Allah, you have become more beautiful and lovely since I've seen you. And they will say, we swear by Allah, you also have increased in beauty and loveliness since we left. And so, subhanAllah, there is a market, there is a place for shopping, there is a place for farming, there is a place for whatever you can imagine. And that is why for me, subhanAllah, what really, you know, stands out from Jannah. And when I say, when you know, besides the relaxing and reclining and speaking about, one of the things is Allah says that you will speak about the days of old. You will sit together and you will think, Ya Allah, can you imagine we sat in traffic once upon a time? Ya Allah, we paid taxes. Ya Allah, you know, we can't even imagine a life that was like a nightmare that we came through. And then, subhanAllah, what really, as I said, for me, touches me that of what makes Jannah amazing. We have all eternity to spend in Jannah. You're not going to ever die. Yet Jannah has so many things to enjoy and so many experiences to have, so many dishes to try, that you don't have time for sleep. That sleep does not happen in Jannah. You will be constantly awake to enjoy. Sleep would be mundane. Now, for those of you who work, all you wish you can have a holiday where you can sleep for a few hours, you know, half the day. In Jannah, with all eternity, you don't have time for sleep. Because it's not fun to sleep. And that's why the Nabi says, sleep is like the sister of death. And therefore the people of Jannah do not sleep. And therefore they will remain awake all the time, purely having fun. May Allah grant us to achieve Jannah and Jannatul Firdaus. May our salah and our standing be a means by which we enter Jannah. Tomorrow we'll continue with what will you look like in Jannah, the people of Jannah. And of course that the wives and the husbands of Jannah, what do they look like, and spending time with each other. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and then in the final evening, the 29th, inshallah, we'll talk about the greatest, greatest reward of Jannah. May Allah grant us to achieve it. Ameen. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Quick announcements. Qiyamul Layl this evening, 10 o'clock. And the Eidgah, inshallah, the Mass Eid Salah will be in Wales Street. So we encourage everyone, our sisters, brothers, all of you to attend the Mass Eid Salah. It is the Sunnah. And we'll be cooking pots of food, 3,800 for a pot to feed how many people? 100 people. 100 people? You can feed a lot of people on the day of Eid. And so maybe a family gets together and cook a pot, inshallah. And once again, we thank the Khufad. Our question last evening, which is not the name of one of the Jannas. So there's Jannat al-Firdaus, there's no Jannat al-Adnan. There's Jannat al-Adn, but not Jannat al-Adnan. There is a Jannah of Na'im and al-Husna. Today, it's not really an accurate question. How many rivers flow from Jannat al-Firdaus? The Nabi saw a number of rivers, but there are more than that. But from the hadith, how many rivers flow from Jannat al-Firdaus? Inshallah, it should be easy. And then our prizes. Yusuf Park, Brother Yusuf Park, is he Yusuf Park? Not here, not here. Subhanallah. Qaid Desai. Hey, okay, mashallah. Qaid. And then Lutfia. Lutfia, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. And Maymoon, you.
93.
Lucky number 93. No?
No one?
No one? Go lower. 93? We have a 90. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Keep each other in our du'as. May Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.